It's not exactly news to say that America is struggling with an ever-expanding waistline. That's a gentler way of describing a national obesity crisis. And sugary drinks, although sodas and sports beverages, are big contributors to the epidemic. But so is juice, pure fruit juice, because it's full of sugar, and Americans drink a lot of it. Way too much, according to three professors of pediatrics who wrote about this in the New York Times recently. One of them is Dr. Lauren Fichtner, director of the Center for Pediatric Nutrition at Mass General Hospital. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So many of us grew up with the understanding that fruit juices like fresh orange juice are good for us. What's the problem with these fresh juices?
Well, so there's just too much sugar in fruit juices. There are vitamins, and the evidence to suggest that juice is healthy often focuses on the vitamins that are in the juice, but they come with a lot of sugar as well.
All right. So this is naturally occurring sugar, but it's still a problem, right?
Yes, and that's because there's not the fiber that you get from a whole fruit when you eat it. And fiber helps us, our stomachs empty slower and keeps us full, and also allows your body to absorb the sugar much more slowly.
Okay, so if it's bad to drink all of this fresh fruit juice, what about just eating fresh fruit? We're talking about essentially the difference between fruit juice versus eating fresh fruit.
Yeah, so when you eat fresh fruit, there's a lot of fiber in that, and that keeps us full longer. And that's because our bodies can't digest the starches in fruit. And so the sugar is released much more slowly into your system as you digest it. And so you feel full from the fruit, whereas you don't feel full from the juices.
Okay, so the recommendation is eat lots of fruit, but
yeah,
avoid the juices, right?
Yes, exactly.
All
yes.
Right. Now, what about these sort of fancy organic fruit juices that you see at stores like Whole Foods? I'm thinking of Odwalla or other brands. What about them?
Yeah, so you need to look at the back of the label and see how much sugar is in the fruit juice. And there tends to be a lot of sugar, even in these organic juices. So I would recommend that parents really look at the back of these labels to see how much sugars are in them before giving them to their children.
Yeah. Now, you write that people understand that added sugar is a big problem, but for some reason we give fruit juice a pass. Why is that?
I think it's because we think it's healthy because it comes from fruit, which is healthy. But again, when you juice an orange, you're actually losing the fiber. That is really what is the healthful piece of the whole fruit that helps us digest the sugar slowly and doesn't give us a really big spike in sugar like fruit juices do.
Right. Now, do we have any idea about how much fruit juice we're drinking as a nation, or how much fruit juice our kids are drinking? What's your understanding?
Yeah, so children consume on average 10 ounces per day, and the American Academy of Pediatrics has recommended that the maximum juice kids consume each day is 4 to 6 ounces. And so our children are exceeding the 4 to 6 ounce maximum recommendation from the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Wow, yeah, by a factor of almost 2, it sounds
right,
like.
Exactly.
Yeah. And this is a big contributor, in your view, to the sort of national obesity epidemic?
Yeah, so the reason I was really motivated to write this article is I help children with overweight and obesity get to healthier weight here at Mass General. And a lot of my patients had given up soda, but they had not given up juice. And many parents were shocked to find out that they contained as much sugars as they did. And I also noticed that my most successful patients were the ones who were also giving up juice. And so many parents had asked me to really, you know, what is the evidence behind this, and can we recommend to schools and daycares to kind of cut the juice out in our kids' diets? And so that's why my co-author and I looked into the data.
All right. So in your research, is there a good alternative out there for parents looking to give their kids something other than just water, for example?
Yeah, so we recommend, cutting up the fresh fruit and putting it in water to kind of flavor the water. Also, there are seltzer waters available, which are a little bit more fun than just plain water. but you have to be creative. And the other thing is that you can dilute juice if your child is really into the juice and you want to keep to that, you know, maximum 4 to 6 ounces from the American Academy of Pediatrics. So you could certainly dilute juice so your child is not exceeding the maximum.
Right. For example, if you're giving your child 10 ounces of fresh fruit juice a day, if you cut it in half, you'd be much closer to that to that recommended guideline.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's Dr. Lauren Fichtner. She's a pediatrician and director of the Center for Pediatric Nutrition at Mass General Hospital. You can find a link to her New York Times op-ed, co-authored with Erica Cheng and Aaron Carroll, at our website, radioboston.org. Dr. Fichtner, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.